Well, good morning. God bless you all. It's today is Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, and I'd like to share now with what's been in my heart. I know I talked about looking to God for everything. This is kind of part two of it. And God is truly good. You know, as your healing starts to take place, it's called for a renewed mind, right? So the repair and restoration is starting to take its place, which is healing. And that's been in my heart very big lately. God is teaching me, showing me great and mighty things about healing. And at times, you know, as long as we live in this world, we'll get disappointments. We'll be in trials and tribulations. We'll be in challenges. However, we don't look to that, right? We look to God for everything, all the answers. And ultimately, if you've been in a place where, a situation where, you know, say your heart's been broken or, you know, you've been in a predicament, finances are not doing so well and all of that. Well, we claim in the name of Jesus Christ, we talk to that problem, to that challenge. God, get us out of it. And breakthrough is coming, deliverance is coming, your faith and your confession is so huge about that. You have high expectations. Once you've given it to God, let go and let Him do His job. We don't try to take over and say, keep checking and be God Junior. Just let God do His works. And when you do that, you are in a place of calm and peace. Your faith and your confession is calm and peace because you know that God will get you through anything as long as you keep Him first, you look to God first and give Him your all. Whatever energy it is your all to have that faith and confession that God's going to get you through this. And ultimately, of course, the deliverance will be healing, restoration, repair, and all of that. So you have to believe in your heart. Once you've activated God, as I mentioned in my first sharing, once you've activated God and you allowed Him, you permit for Him to work the details out, you just relax. You just be at peace and calm because you know that God will get you through it. So it is an amazing journey. It is the most perfect and excellent way to going to God because you're at peace. There's nothing to be anxious about, right? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, give it to God. Pray about it, request it. And as you have already confessed it, you already know that deliverance is there, that you've been gotten out of the predicament or whatever it is, the challenge that you may be going through. So just chill, just relax, because you know at the end, we give God the glory. It is His gig, not ours. In the meantime, like I said, stay peaceful, stay calm, and see what God is going to unfold. I'm very excited, like I said, because each and every day, each day is a new beginning, fresh start. You know, it says in Lamentations that every morning God's promises is new. So claim that, bask on it, live it in its fullest because God's going to get you through it. Yes, our part, we stay patient, we stay peaceful, and we stay calm and just let God in His due time, He's going to make things come to pass. He's going to make it work for you. Even the, you know, it's huge. It's going to be a huge deliverance. So think about that. Not even think, but just stay on that course. Don't get off the course. It's looking to God is huge. It's very, very important that you stay calm, cool, and collective because He's going to get you through it. Yes, the healing part is wonderful. It begins right here, right now. Because God is working the situation and you just know that you know as you give it all to God. So keep His promises, take all his benefits, because each and every day God gives us benefits. And that says so in Proverbs, where he talks about every day he gives you that benefit. And in the meantime, you know, be that laborer for God. Spread his word in like no other. Keep going and keep asking God, you know, for these serious laborers who wants to really benefit the goodness of God, which is him, the most perfect and excellent way. We continue that course. We don't fall on the wayside, because the only way is God. And he will, as you tap into him, he will show you great and mighty things and more exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. So yes, stay the course, stay calm, stay cool, collective, and keep go doing what you've been doing for God, looking to him, activating him, having full access to him. Don't disengage. Be engaged with God each and every day, because like I said, it is the only way. And let the peace of God passes you all understanding. Let him be the one who takes over. Don't worry, don't fret, don't have that anxiety, don't stress over it, because the devil's trying to get you into that situation. Well, no. You have no hold, devil. You are under my feet. Okay, so keep going. That's my encouragement. And healing and restoration takes place right here, right now. You desire it. You deserve it. So we look to God for everything. So I love you guys. That's my sharing today. Mwah.